time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for a 70% chance for rain with a high of 80 tonight, 70% chance for showers with a low of 69. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Wayne City Village Board met last night. Police noted patrols for speeding and vandalism have increased, leading to many tickets, and they said there's been less damage in the park and less speeding on side roads. The village is also looking to repair some problem areas in roads, though many repairs were made last year. The board said it's time for a water tower inspection, as the last one was conducted in October 2015. The tower will be drained and washed on the inside, and the village also decided to include washing its outside in the quote. Wayne City also opted to hold off on spraying for Keens until it receives payment for the work. The board had approved spraying for bugs in Keens once a week. Workers completed 3 sprays, but they only received a partial payment for one. The board noted it's still accepting bids for the old ambulance, and it said it plans to put a border around new playground equipment to keep rocks in the landscaping. It also held a discussion on getting another piece of equipment for younger children, and it approved the seeking of bids for a new air conditioner in the library. One unit quit in the fall, and another stopped working more recently. In other matters, the board approved maintenance for the new water plant, which has been in operation for almost a year. The process could take about 2 months to schedule, and the board hopes city employees can be taught to complete the work in the future. More news next.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting and stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
It's never too late to go back to school, and Frontier Community College is here to help. Achieve your educational goals with GED test prep classes offered in person on our campus in Fairfield or in Albion or Flora. We even offer classes online to meet the demands of your busy schedule. As always, the classes are free, and we even offer vouchers to help pay for the exams. Call Frontier Community College at 842-3711 to sign up now.
Southern Illinois turns a bright right now at HVAC in Bluford. They are Southern Illinois' Rood Heating and Cooling and Hydro Module Geothermal experts and a 0.00% financing. For the right temperature all year round, call your local heating and cooling guy, Bright Rightnower, HVAC, 214-2593.
In other news, the Fairfield Community High School Board of Education will hold a special meeting Thursday at 6 o'clock in its study hall. It's scheduled to swear in new board member Gail McGeehee, and it will then enter executive session to discuss personnel and/or contract negotiations. Upon its return to open session, the board will consider employment of a physical education, health, and driver's ed teacher, as well as the employment of a special education teacher. It will also consider the rehiring of administrators, and action is possible on all items. Flora police arrested 30-year-old Flora resident Nicole L. Keller last Wednesday on a charge of retail theft. She was also wanted on outstanding warrants in Clay and Wayne counties. Keller was taken to the Flora Police Department and released with a notice to appear after posting the necessary cash bond. 44-year-old Benton resident Chad J. Robertson was killed in a crash in Franklin County Friday night. The Franklin County Sheriff's Office says it received a 911 call about the crash on the Wren Lake Dam, and deputies and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers responded. The preliminary investigation revealed a Jeep was eastbound on the dam, and Robertson was following it on a motorcycle. He didn't see the Jeep slow, and as a result, struck its rear and was ejected. He was pronounced deceased at the scene, and no other injuries were reported. A new nationwide suicide prevention hotline number will be operational next summer after Illinois lawmakers passed a mental health emergency bill. It requires local governments to coordinate their 911 systems with the 988 hotline so calls are directed appropriately. Representative Kelly Cassidy says it was prompted in part by the death of a 15-year-old from Calumet City.
Stephen Edward Watts was a young man with autism whose parents often wondered and worried and feared that when they would need to call for help for him, that he could be in danger. And their worst nightmares came true in 2012 when they sought help. They called 911, police came, and he was shot and killed. With the implementation, a mental health emergency will get a mental health response.
The bill awaits the governor's signature. 54-year-old Julie Friend died at her residence in Jeff on June 3rd. The Wayne County Coroner's Office, along with the Wayne County Sheriff's Office, scheduled a forensic autopsy to assist in the determination of the circumstances surrounding her death. Coroner Carrie Jo Dagg says complete results are anticipated to take several weeks, and the cause of death remains classified as pending. An investigation by local law enforcement is ongoing. A full obituary can be found on WFIWradio.com. The Fairfield City Council will meet tonight at 6 at City Hall. Much of the meeting will concern appointments of several individuals to city positions, including police and fire chiefs, assistant police and fire chiefs, and a member of the Board of Fire and Police Commissioners. Any appointment made by Mayor Mike Dreith must be confirmed by a majority of the council in order to be official. Appearing on the Community Connection, the mayor says he's starting to assess property not owned by the city in an effort to attract business.
For instance, going after some of the AirTech's properties, trying to be able to find the person who actually makes the decisions as to who controls that property, trying to assess the status with the Environmental Protection Agency because there were issues involving those properties. Mm-hmm. When AirTech's left, they left a mess. And so we're doing everything we can to be able to we have a law firm that's helping us as a go-between between the EPA and the owners of that property. It's vitally important, as far as I'm concerned, to be able to get those properties cleared and then find out what it's going to take to get control of them so that you can now get the keys, bring somebody in from an industry that's looking for a home or another place to manufacture.
On a more immediate note, he said city officials will be pulling weeds along sidewalks this weekend.
Tina Hutchcraft, who is just wonderful, she does a great job. And Tina had mentioned that there were quite a bit of weeds in downtown Fairfield around businesses. And Ryan Gregory of our street and bridge department led an effort to be able to use weed killer on all those areas in downtown. And Tina and I and some downtown business people, now that they have hopefully died over the course of the week, we're going to get out at 7:30 on Saturday morning. Everybody's welcome to join us in the weed pulling party that we're going to have between 7:30 and however long it takes us to be able to do it.
The only other item on tonight's council agenda is a 2022 vendor agreement with Wadi for its LIHEAP program. Mayor Dreith held his first Coffee with the Mayor event at Five Brothers yesterday morning. He says he first heard of the idea while living out of town as a method of keeping touch with city residents.
I learned about this during a period of time where Carol and I were living in Wildwood, Missouri, right outside of St. Louis. And I kept seeing signs, Coffee with the Mayor, first Monday of the month. So I asked about it, and they said that was an effort by the mayor of that community to be able to stay in touch. And so I kind of, you know, I filed that back
right.
in the back files, not that I'd ever really anticipated running or being a mayor. So when the reality hit, I thought, you know, that's a good one to brush off and to, you know, get out and do. And so I was there a little before 7, stayed for just at 2 hours.
He says about a dozen people came to the event, allowing him to visit a bit more in depth with each person. Mayor Dreith says one was concerned about possible drug activity near his house, and he'll pass that information along to the police department for investigation. Another issue that cropped up was the matter of town cleanliness.
I think generally people are really worried about how junky some parts of town have become, and you hear that. And I can tell you that each one of the aldermen I've asked them, and they have supplied me mm-hmm. with lists. They've done their own canvas of their own wards for some of the properties that have either become overgrown, they've got junk in the front yard, mm-hmm. the kind of stuff that if you lived across the street, you would worry about what it's doing to the value of your property. That's the kind of stuff that's covered in the city ordinances that need to be enforced. And that's the reason why, and I give a lot of credit to Gary Moore, my predecessor, in that city council for the establishment of the municipal court.
He said the municipal court is a good mechanism for encouraging adherence to city ordinances, but it may need to be used more. A normal fine may be $75, and he is not averse to upping it to $75 per day. The Albion City Council met last night. Mark Curtis reports.
The Albion City Council met in a regular session Monday night. The council, under visitors on business, heard from Aaron Fenton and George Gerlach of the Edwards County Medical Association discussing the new Edwards County Health Office, which will be constructed on North 5th Street, just north of the present Senior Citizens Center. Fenton said that the project is behind schedule a few days due to the weather and dirt work that needs to be completed. The actual building was scheduled to be delivered on June 28th, but will be pushed back due to that inclement weather. Fenton told the board that the new building will be large enough to house a health department if the county moves that direction at some point. Susan Markman told the council that to date a total of $15,000 has been collected for repairs to the entryways at the Albion Cemetery. Markman requested that the city look at trimming or taking down some trees that are needing attention in that cemetery. Nikki Hosmichel asked for street closure for the upcoming Fair Fest, which is scheduled for July 24th. The areas around North 5th and Elm Street will be blocked off for that Fair Fest and car show. The Edwards County Fair Parade will be held at 10 a.m. that day through downtown Albion to the fairgrounds. There was more discussion about qualified immunity for police officers and if the city has liability coverage for the officers. A report will be made at next month's meeting. The oil and chip program is scheduled to begin on June 21st, according to Philip Cullison from the city. Police Chief Mike Judge told the council that there is one candidate that closely meets the criteria for a new city police officer. However, the officer will need to be trained, which cannot begin until January currently. Judge is to discuss with the candidate to see if they are still interested. The council's new budget and appropriations was presented, the total $2,584,895. The council approved the free water and sewer hookups for the new health office after much discussion and discussed campers being allowed inside the city limits, which at this time is allowed by city ordinance. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
The State Department of Public Health announced 244 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 14 additional deaths. No new cases were announced in Wayne or White counties. Statewide totals sat at 1,385,489 cases and 22,963 deaths. The preliminary statewide case positivity rate for May 31st through June 6th was 1.1%. The southern region had a rate of 1.2% on the 4th, down from 1.3% on the 3rd. One issue not resolved during the General Assembly's spring session was fixing the state's FOID card backlog. Kim Howard has more.
Dueling bills were debated in the House and Senate, with one big difference between the two. One requires submitting fingerprints to get a FOID card. The other only requires fingerprints if you want to get a card that never expires. Senator Dave Kaler of Peoria sponsored that version.
When people first started hearing about maybe a modernizing of the FOID system, and I got calls, by golly, I'm not giving my fingerprints to the government. And we said, okay, you don't have to. You can just do what you've always done. But if you want to have the non-expiring FOID card, then you can voluntarily give your fingerprints. I mean, it's a choice that you have.
The use of fingerprints at all is a major sticking point, with some, like Senator Darren Bailey of Louisville, arguing against the card entirely.
It's not time to reform this broken and outdated process. It's time to eliminate it. As I've said many times, void the FOID and let honest people protect themselves and their families.
Sponsors of the two bills say work will continue on the issue. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save a Lot and take advantage of these great deals. USDA Choice Beef Rump Roast, $4.49 a pound. Beef Cube Steaks, $5.99 a pound. 4-pound bag of Navel Oranges, $1.99. And Tomatoes on the Vine, 88 cents a pound. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save a Lot store located on West Main.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice-daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
Do you have a check that needs deposited and don't want to make a trip to the bank? With free mobile deposit at People's National Bank, just snap a picture of the check with your smartphone and deposit it into your account anytime, from anywhere, all with PNB To Go mobile banking. Deposits are as easy as tap, snap, and deposit. Plus, it's free. Download the PNB To Go mobile banking app today to get started. People's National Bank, making it easy to bank from anywhere. Member FDIC. Wireless or service fees may apply.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 75, and we have received 74 hundredths of an inch of rain here at the radio station so far today. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 34,619, down 10. The NASDAQ is at 13,916, up 34. July crude oil is at $69.75. That is up 52 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 82-year-old Fairfield resident Larry J. Overby died on Friday. Larry Overby is survived by his wife Arminta, sons Spencer and Jeffrey, two grandsons, three great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Larry Overby will be held at 1 o'clock tomorrow at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. 82-year-old Carmi resident Alan Brandenstein died on Saturday. Alan Brandenstein is survived by daughters Carrie and Kim, one granddaughter, and many nieces and nephews. Private services for Alan Brandenstein will be held. Burial with military honors will be at White County Memorial Garden. Stendebach Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 86-year-old Fairfield resident Phyllis J. Clark died on Saturday. Phyllis Clark is survived by children David, Charlotte, and Stacy, sisters Louise, Catherine, and Betty, three grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. Services for Phyllis Clark will be held at 2 p.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at Besto Cemetery in Jeff. Nails Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if your surgeon could move his hands with the precision of a robot? What if his eyes could see with the power of a three-dimensional microscope? What if you could have surgery with less pain and a shorter recovery? With Asbury & Associates, you can. By using the Da Vinci robot, Dr. David Asbury has helped redefine the science of surgery.
When experience matters, call Dr. Asbury, the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. 618-244-4800.
I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today, calling for a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 80. Overnight, a 70% chance of showers and storms, low near 69. Wednesday, calling for showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy, high near 83 and a low around 70. And a chance of showers and storms on Thursday as well. Otherwise, partly sunny. Thursday's high 85 with a low around 70.